Huh?
Hello.
Hi, is this Andrew?
Hi, yeah.
Hi, Andrew. It's Natalie calling from MMA Legal. Is this a good time to speak?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah.
Just a date protection. Can you confirm your date of birth and your address, please?
7/1/72/22. Any forgeries then? Forge to the
Could you just repeat the date of birth for me, sorry, please?
11/1/72.
That's rough, thank you. Okay, so I just need to make you aware that during the call, if there's any safeguarding concerns, I would need to refer back to the local authority. I would discuss that with you in the first instance, and also that all calls are recorded for compliance reasons. Are you happy to continue the call?
Yeah.
Okay. So today is just to gather some more information to record the impact of your time and care for your application and for such redress. What age did you go into care, Andrew?
12.
Do you remember what local authority that was?
It would be our interest council.
Okay. Lovely, thank you. And were you known by any other names or nicknames at all?
No.
And the care settings I've got down are Andrew Thomas House and Airy Hall.
Yeah, Andrew Thompson House. His airy ball was placed from me afterwards.
Okay, and were there any other settings?
No.
Thank you. And did you attend any schools during that time?
At the end of it, yeah. When I was 14, they put me to the academy. While I was 12, 13, they schooled me in the kids' room.
So, was it Aberdeen Academy? What was it called?
No, I was in Elgin, so I went to Elgin Academy.
Is it Old King?
Elgin.
Oh, Elgin.
Yeah.
And that was from age 13, was that?
14.
14, sorry. And who's your registered GP
now? I don't know.
Or the surgery, that would be fine if you know that.
In Gradoody Doctors.
Sorry, the phone went funny then.
Hold on a second, sorry. In Gradoody Health Centre.
Could you spell that for me, please?
IMV.
Yeah.
ER.
Yeah.
You are IE.
Lovely, and that's medical centre.
Yeah.
Do you have any professional support in you at the moment?
No.
Okay. Do you have any mental health diagnoses?
Yeah.
And what are those?
I'll just touch on anxiety.
Okay. Anything else?
I've got a slipped toothless disc.
And do you, have you ever done any self-harm?
Not for a while.
And what age did you start that?
Quite late, really. Sort of when I was home at 15.
Yeah. And what age did that stop?
At 15. Oh, what age did it stop?
Yeah.
Probably about 20.
And was that by cutting yourself?
Yeah.
And whereabouts did you cut?
My arm.
Did you do any other type of self-harm?
Not really. I did suicide a couple of times, but...
And what age is when you tried that?
About 18, 19.
was it a couple of attempts too?
Yes.
Okay. And how did you try that? So how did you try to end your life?
One was an overdose.
Yeah. Sorry, you've gone too far away from the phone.
The second time was hanging myself.
And did you get some support after that? Are you still there, Andrew?
Yeah. Yeah, I said no.
No? Have you shared them details with your GP?
I'm not sure. Sure, they probably know.
Okay, because that's not been shared, that information before, I would need to send that over to the local authority, and they'll probably just check in with you and make sure that you're okay.
No, I'm sure they know about it.
So you think you've already shared that? Yeah, and your GP is aware? Okay. Have you ever received any hospitalisation for your mental health?
No.
Okay, and have you received any therapy or counselling?
No.
Do you have any physical health?
Yeah, my back. I've got a bad back.
What's been diagnosed with that?
I've got two slip discs.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. And do you remember attending hospital as a child when you were in care?
No.
Have you been arrested or any convictions?
Yeah, I've been arrested, but no convictions.
Okay, so what age was the earliest one?
Probably when I was 15, 16 on the streets.
And what was the arrest for?
Begging.
Okay. Was that ongoing for a while? Did you get arrested for that, yeah? What age did that stop?
Geez.
17, 18. Yeah. Okay. Was there any other arresting things that you were arrested for?
I've been arrested three times, possession of cannabis. I got some Terry once, about homelessness, and my friend from Wales borrowed his mum's car, and he got done for attempted theft of petrol and taking it off. It was all nonsense, really, but yeah.
So attempted theft of petrol and theft of motor vehicle, yeah?
Yeah. That was 17 now.
Okay. Okay, 17 years old. Did you get a conviction for that or did I drop that one?
No, I only got one conditional discharge.
Okay. Anything else after that?
No. I think my missus rang the police on me one time.
Was that domestic abuse?
There was no domestic abuse. But I think, yeah.
What did the police say? Did they arrest you, or...?
Basically, she went off at a party with some of the blokes and... When I came back, I had a hammer in my hand and I was about ready to do them both in.
Mm-hmm.
Then she came back on her own and I just packed my things and left and she was holding on to my book sack. I was trying to leave and I pulled it out of her hand and she fell against the door and bruised herself. I think you had her done for that.
Yeah, did you get a conviction for that?
No. It was, they dropped it.
Oh, okay. So you just got arrested?
Yeah.
I'll put the domestic abuse because it falls under that, but this was shot. Anything else after that?
No.
Any concerns or issues with drugs or alcohol?
No.
Okay. And what age did you leave care?
15.
And did they give you any support after that?
No. They basically said when I was 15,
yeah,
give you options, pick that one, you don't have to see anyone with us again. And
wow.
So I picked that one and ended up home once. But I've spent over 25 years since. So.
And are you still not housed?
Yeah, I'm housed now, yeah. I've only, well, I was 40, so the last sort of 12 years I've had somewhere to live, but 12 years ago I was still homeless.
So at 40 years old you got housed?
Yeah, pretty much.
What happened before then? What stopped you getting somewhere?
I've just been homeless and I know things were a lot different back then, so if you're a single white male, you'd have no chance, like, you know, so, it's a lot different now, I believe, but back then, you just didn't stand the chance, like.
Yeah, I think it's only sort of changed, well, from my knowledge, in the last, I think it's the last 10 years, really.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
So like probably that's about when you got housed, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm pleased that you've got somewhere and you're safe. So that's brilliant. And what's it feel like having your own place finally? Is it strange?
Yeah, I struggle.
Yeah.
No. Well, I mean, I'm sitting in the curtains closed all the time. And I just kind of hide away in my little box, really.
Yeah. It's because you're not used to it, isn't it?
Yeah, I should be.
Yeah, but you spent a longer time out on the streets, didn't you, than having your own place?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you do know that, I know that you probably will be adverse to this, but you can access adult social care for any support, and it is very different to what it used to be.
Little bits of, through there, well, I didn't find them very helpful at all.
No.
I was living in England, Basically, I go through quite a lot of that. Social care referred to me or whatever, and they were like, stay in the hospital, you leave your flat, and all that sort of shit. They basically just told me that's crap, and that was crap.
Yeah.
I just don't feel that.
If you ever engage with the local authority again, you know, like social workers, ask them for an advocate, okay?
Yeah.
Because the advocate will make sure that they can't tell you rubbish and make sure that you are looked after in the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah? So, if you do feel like you do want to access them again,
trying to get a load of support and everything like that, because, you know, I've been through quite a lot of shit since I was very tough as because, you know, this shit is endless, like, you know, I could go on about.
Yeah, and
I was supposed to get support for that, and then I spent 2 years just on a referral roundabout, and in the end, I just give up, you know.
So, what was the referral for?
The one for talking therapy, but
that is a long list, I can guarantee that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like all the different. To support me with just referring me to the next people, and they just went on for 2 years, and I just had enough. So kind of moved, ended up, I was going to give up my house before, but quite Scotland, so I've done that. But I don't think of that often, but yeah. So, maybe.
You're not happy, though?
No, I'm not really.
You don't sound like you're sure of where you want to be.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that would be all my life. Yeah.
Probably, I'm trying to think where the best start for you would be. Have you been to, you met a health practitioner at GP surgery?
Yeah, but I don't really deal with them, so.
So, they could do referrals out for you. I know it's not a social worker, but they've still got a duty of care. So, if you say you need supported housing, they can refer you to the, usually they've got a social prescriber, and they can help you with like housing and things.
I don't know if they have that. I know I had one that had a social prescriber when I was in Milton Keynes.
Yeah. Yeah, is that where you were, Milton Keynes?
Yes.
I used to work in Milton Keynes.
Was it?
Were you homeless there?
No, I had a fault. I originally got housed in Brassley.
Yeah.
And that's when I thought, yeah, I need to get out of here. But then a house in Brackett in Old Stratford.
Yeah.
I was living in Old Stratford before here.
It's quite nice there.
Yeah, it was a nice area, but then again, I still didn't know anyone and I was kind of isolated. I knew a couple of people, but which is why I kind of regret moving up here, because you can see them now.
Yeah, you kind of go back to being isolated, aren't you? Have you been to like anything like Andy's Man Club?
No, they've got a men's shed thing up here. I haven't gone but I've not really gone along because
it's hard, isn't it? It's hard to go the first time, isn't it?
Like 2 hours. Something I just think, well, what's the point?
Well, sometimes you've got to go out your comfort zone, haven't you, to have a change, unfortunately. And it's scary, and it's not a nice feeling. But initially that feeling goes, doesn't it, within the first 5 to 10 minutes. Because usually the person running the group will come over and say, hi, my name's Andy, for example. And then, you know, you get talking and that anxiety then reduces down.
The new people could... They're always like, oh, what do you do? Something like, I'm famous, all my life. You know, it comes to that.
Yeah, but everybody's got a different journey, haven't they? You know, when you go to those places like Andy's Man Club and Men in Shirts and things like that, they're not there to judge anybody. Everybody's got a completely different journey.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the good thing about going to them. So it might be a good idea to try, maybe.
Yeah, I probably will at some point.
Brilliant. That sounds good. So with us, our company, would you prefer to have a man or a male or a female to support you? No preference? Okay. And do you provide us consent to access copies of your records? Oh, you're still there. You're still there, Andrew. That is so much better. Did you hear me, what I said about the accessing the records? Is that all right, yeah? Lovely. Fine. Thank you. And do you want to see a copy of your care records?
Yeah, why not?
Can't guarantee that we're going to get everything, but we'll try our best to get as much as we can. So what we will do now... is it's going to take about 10 months for the process to from now to the end. Give or take a little bit. I'll be your main point of contact for this process. If you save this number in your phone, any questions along the way, just give me a call. We're going to go away now and gather the evidence from the subject access from... Oh, you all right?
Yeah, fine.
It's all right. Just tell me when you're ready. Do you want to get a little drink or anything?
No, you're okay, I'm fine.
Okay, cool. So we're going to go away, get the information from the subject access request, and then what we'll do is we'll give you a call back to clarify the information that we found. Then once you've got that clarified, we'll then put your case forward to the Scottish Redress Panel. You don't need to attend that panel. It's a closed door panel, but we will let you know what date that is, okay? So as part of our compliance, I just need to run through the options that we've got, that you've got for Scottish Redress. So one is you're entitled to do this yourself and research your own evidence. The other option is you can access a solicitor from England or Scotland who have accepted a fee of £2,000 to act on your behalf. They don't charge you a fee because they're receiving that fee directly from the Scottish Government. They get that fee if you win or lose. And then there's ourselves, NNA Legal, and we've opted out of the fee provided by Scottish Redress, and we only take 20% cap fee from your case if you win, and if you lose, we've got no charge. That means that we're completely independent and acting for you. You're entitled to a 14-day cooling off period. Are you happy to wait 14 days, or would you like to proceed with us immediately? Yeah. Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah. If I was to win something, would it affect my benefits?
So benefit cut is 16,000 at the moment, isn't it?
I think so, don't I? Yeah.
Yeah. So if it's over 16,000 at the moment, obviously that could affect your benefit entitlement. I don't know a way around that in any way at the moment. If you open,
I looked on Google and it said something about something about getting money if you.
Yeah. So, if I think it might be something you need to check with them. Is it Universal Credit that you're on?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would double check. So I had a payment from a company to basically pay me off for a discrimination of disability case, and that payment was paid into my account, and it didn't affect any other benefits I was receiving at the time. So I would double check whether Universal Credit would be affected by that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we'll try and look into that as well. So when I find that information out, I'll try and send you a text message with the update once we've got that.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, I wouldn't worry about it at this stage. But we'll try and do as much as we can to support you with that. Is that okay? Lovely. Okay, so that's everything from me today, and I shall be in contact once I get some more information.
Lovely.
All right, Andrew, you look after yourself, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Take care. See you later. Bye. Bye-bye.